welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I said that today I get to talk about two of my favorite topics. And we just finished our conversation with Dr. Bonnie Verhunts and talking about children and chiropractic care. Now we get to talk about Egypt and much more. What's really kind of cool about this, Benny, is that we have both Dr. Friedemann Chow and Danielle Rama Hoffman joining us here today.
We do?
We do. Right in the studio. Mm-hmm. Is a webcam thing working today?
Of course it is.
Okay, there it is. And part of the... just wave, everybody. Don't be trying to hide and move away.
I'm thinking I'm out of focus here. I mean, I'm too far away.
No, no, you're pretty...
He's right on the edge.
Scoot over
right
a little bit.
You're right on the edge.
Yeah.
I like to be on the edge.
Yes.
Of course you
know that you do. We know. And what I want to say is that, you know, Dr. Friedemann Chow has been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show for a number of years now. And for those of you that have not heard about his work, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. But more importantly, he's worked with our Holistic Makeover winners. He's worked with people around the globe, because the bottom line is he doesn't really even have the word stuck in his vocabulary. Some of the most powerful, except when it comes to like us, some of the most powerful shows that we've done here have been by Dr. Friedemann Chow, and some of the most downloaded shows have been by Dr. Friedemann Chow. When he is not on, people are asking, where is he? And I usually say, he's with Danielle in Egypt. That's where he is. So I got to, first of all, I met Danielle a number of years ago, but the point is that I got to really know more about her work through her recent best-selling book. And I say recent best-selling book because I remember when, you know, Friedemann was here in the studio and we were watching it, if I recall, on Amazon. And we had also been part of that book campaign. And so we were watching the book on Amazon and how it was number one in a number of different categories. And so what was interesting about that is seeing the book before it was printed and then actually seeing it and holding my own personal copy, including the meditation CD. And so how could this book not become a bestseller? Because of the experience and the time that both of you have put into it to share some ancient wisdoms. And we're going to talk about that. So congratulations to you, Danielle, for actually sitting down and being able to put into writing some incredible, incredible stories and journey. And Friedemann, your support of Danielle has been extraordinary. It really has. You two are... I didn't know I was going to talk about that. But you two are really an amazing energy together. I mean, individually, you're very special. But together, you could really write the book for many couples out there right now in the world on how to be together, how to love together, and how to work together. So really, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In case you didn't know, they are a couple.
Yeah, we don't share the same name, but she doesn't want to be called Schwab or anything like that.
Nobody can pronounce his name correctly.
Well, I try. Benny,
you do well.
Benny and I have tried for years. You do. Oh, yeah.
Schaub.
Yeah.
Schaub.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Schaub. Friedemann.
Schaub.
Yeah, somebody said to me, why are you calling him Friedemann? And I said, well, I think that's his name. Yeah. And I said, you know
it's
how
German.
I know?
Yeah.
I heard Danielle say it.
There you go. Oh.
You don't call him sweetie, though. Or do you?
Wow.
You may.
I may have
you
a couple
know.
Of times on the show.
Or sugar. Or.
Yeah, I don't. But I certainly have felt like doing that sometimes.
Well, he is a sweetie.
Go ahead.
He has. But today's show is, and again, it really is based on your partnership. Certainly the book is based on your partnership, and that's why both of you are here. You share something in common, and that is helping people stretch out in their lives, break through whatever it is that's holding them back, but also go to that ancient spiritual level that is available to all of us. Problem is, we don't know it is. And so today, you're going to be talking about ancient Egypt, Egyptian wisdom. And then, you know, we also have someone that's going to call in to talk about some of the experiences. But let's talk about ancient Egypt, the wisdom from the Egyptians, the ancient wisdom. And let's talk about, first of all, how we bring this forward, but more importantly, we've already done it in our pop culture in some really interesting ways. I mean, think about it. Think about blockbuster hits like The Mummy, where people were less interested about the mummy and the mummy's girlfriend in the movie as the goddess. You know, so you know what I'm trying to say is we have been in Hollywood, so to speak, glorifying the ancient wisdoms for decades. Mm-hmm. But we really don't understand the connection, Danielle, do we?
Well, I think it's a sign that it is a part of our origin and our DNA that, and people love Egypt. I mean, it just connects on such a subatomic level or a cellular level that people are drawn to Egypt. And so I think, you know, being able to incorporate the ancient wisdom for the modern day is really accessible and important.
So what is it about this day and age we live in that has really drawn, you know, millions of people to learn more about Egypt? I mean, we're talking about, you know, trips, and we'll talk about the trips that you both have taken. But, you know, what is it, in your opinion, that is drawing people? And what has drawn you? I mean, let's talk about you.
Well, I think for me, it's really been a remembering, and I believe a past life connection that I have on a soul level, a really deep connection in terms of my lineage mm-hmm. to Egypt. And I think that a lot of people connect to Egypt, whether it's from Egyptology or the art or the architecture. It's also so mysterious. And, you know, one of the things that I think is so beautiful about incorporating the ancient wisdom into modern days is that, you know, we're so today with technology, and there's just such a tendency to kind of be in the head. And I think of Egypt as really a heart place and helps us reconnect to the heart.
Yeah, I think the times that we do go to our head in Egypt is when we get all these scientists, people trying to figure out who built the pyramids really and how did they do it. I mean, that's really when we get, you know, but, you know, unsuccessful they have been to date about that. You know, let's talk about sort of the movement that's going on and the language we're using. You know, the Piscean Age through the Aquarian Age. Many people, you know, what does that mean? Like, I'm not either one of those. But that's really not what we're talking about, is it?
No, I think, you know, the transition from the Piscean Age to the Aquarian Age is something that we all feel. You know, if you believe in astrology or not, there's something going on the planet
yep.
that I think we are all aware of. I mean, look at the difference, for example, already in the outpouring of support in Haiti versus what happened a few years ago with Katrina, where people were more like, oh, we are stunned. And there was not as much outpour for help and support as it's already happening now with Haiti, which for me is a sign that people are more connected to the ones that need help. And there is a more openness to really share and to give more and to really be more in a place of we consciousness and not so much in a place of I consciousness. What's in it for me and how can I get more and these kind of things.
Right.
So I think that's what we are experiencing on a lot of levels. And that's really what these ancient teachings from Egypt give us as well. They give us this connection to what's really important about being a human being.
I love that what you said there, because you know how it's showing up? It's not just showing up in the outpouring of money, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, that certainly is one thing.
Sure.
But it's showing up in how easy people were to come together on this. The other thing that's showing up for me, which didn't or wasn't here for Katrina, is the technology that has emerged. So, for example, we're working with a company called Airquar USA, who builds these incredible units that takes water from the air and provides purified water.
Wow.
Mobile units that are going to provide thousands of gallons of water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and to see them step up and say, look, we're going to donate 2 units. Just tell us how we can get them there. So we're seeing more and more of that so easily, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really a struggle. And someone sent me an email, and maybe this exactly talks to... This is really kind of interesting. Sent me an email and pointed out that if you go to a website, I can't remember it, whether it's Clinton and Bush or Bush and Clinton, these two highly unlikely people have gotten together about Haiti mm-hmm. and created a foundation.
Bush father.
Bush Jr.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Really. I know, but isn't that the explanation?
Surprised, are you?
I mean, isn't that the explanation, though? Something is going on.
Yeah.
And we just want to figure it out, I think.
Well, and that's what Danielle just mentioned. You know, we are noticing this movement from the head to the heart. And I think the work that Danielle brought in and to this Egyptian wisdom really helps you to just also mm-hmm. connect more to your instincts, to your intuition, connects more to the subtle senses. And that's what I love about being in Egypt, because what me and most people that are going there experience is that you are more a whole person when you are having this experience.
Right.
You're really connecting more to your entire self.
Exactly.
And not only to parts of you. So that's quite exciting.
It's quite exciting. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about temples. We're going to be talking about vortexes. We're going to be talking about heart teachings, wisdom, temples of light, and much more. Why? Because we've got one of the experts in the house, but more importantly, we've got people that have had the experience. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Danielle Rama Hoffman and Dr. Friedemann Schaub. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com. or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunts on The Dr. Pat Show.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, certainly go to our website, drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. And we're going to give you more information on Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, best-selling author of Temples of Light. We're going to talk about that. But before the break, you know, we were talking about moving from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. But I also mentioned we're going to talk about temples. We're going to talk about vortexes. We're going to talk about some of these heart teachings that, Danielle, you know, from your perspective, these come from, as you mentioned, sort of some connection that's probably mystical. But you both have taken people in groups to Egypt. And we're actually going to have one of those folks join us in a few minutes. But part of this is really discovering what the temples of light really are. And so for people that may not have read your book, although I can't even imagine that, you know, as well as it's doing. But for people that don't know, I mean, why did you call this book The Temples of Light?
Well, it's based on 13 of Egypt's sacred sites. And as I was connecting to the temples and going to the temples, it really became clear to me that the temples are built upon layers and layers and layers of previous temples. And you'll even see a church or a mosque built within the temple on the same location, and that these temples are vortexes and access points to higher realms of consciousness. And so calling them temples of light really includes the wisdom throughout all time and space, and not just a specific temple that is in ruins or stones or the last temple that was there. So it's more inclusive and includes also, I think, the soul of the temple to be able to think about temples as guides or allies or supporters in our lives, that we can call on them to help us with certain transitions, like moving from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age, or helping us to transcend fear into bliss, or those types of things.
And then one of the things I want you both to talk about is, you know, in writing the book, you know, there is a transition, or let's just call it a bridge that you've created to take these ancient wisdoms, but help people in the everyday parts of their lives. We were kind of talking about, like, you know, the gift that you brought back for Benny, for example. You know, we were talking about how these ancient wisdoms can help us more in prosperity, can help us in relationships. What did you think you got from Egypt?
Well, I found out what it was later. It's a fertility... What is it, a fertility bug?
Or a scarab?
Scarab. A
fertility bug.
Well, basically, that's what I'm looking for, right?
A love bug.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. It was a love bug, but then I guess it has a more intimate meaning with good luck and so forth like that. So, yeah.
And
so I have it at my desk.
Okay, good. Yeah, now you need to expand, broaden your view.
Should bring it in here.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But there are these ancient wisdoms that all of us got to really see, whether it's through television, whether it's through radio. But I wanted to ask you about the book. How does what you've written about, and how has what you've learned personally, both of you, in these temples, how is this now making the transfer to the day-to-day to help people thrive? Because that's the theme of the show, thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Danielle has included in every chapter a specific exercise for you to do. So it's not only just, you know, reading about it, going on a journey. It's really, okay, how can I use this, the wisdom on a day-to-day level, and I think they're very powerful because they make you really go to places inside of you in your inner temple that you usually don't go to. You have access to it, but you just don't know the gateway to get there. And this book helps you to go there, and these exercises help you. And it changes you. You know, every time you open another door into your inner temple, you have been expanding and you have changed. And that's what this book is doing. And there have been so many people calling or emailing Danielle later on, telling her how much this book has helped them to integrate either their experience they had in Egypt. I was at one of her workshops, and one of the women there stood up, and she had almost tears in her eyes and said she was so glad that this book was there, because it really helped her to re-experience her Egypt journey and solidify these experiences on a much, much deeper level. And other people call in and say, you know, they've never been to Egypt, but now they have been to Egypt through reading this book and really experiencing it, because it's really an energetic and visceral experience you have when you read it. So it's quite exciting, really.
And Danielle, she's really modest.
I know.
Isn't she? I actually am so glad you came, Freeman. You know, I was going to be like, I wasn't sure how we were going to, you know, have her talk about her work. But, you know, there is power in modesty, because really what you've done and what you do really speaks for itself. And, you know, part of this is talking about, let's take an example right now. You know, let's talk about how what you've created, or what God, goddess, whatever it is, the language, how do we call upon, you know, those entities to help us, for example, live in a state of bliss? Because right now we need some more bliss here going on.
I agree.
You should be able to figure out how to do a global bliss conference or something.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to be at Women of Wisdom this Sunday on Valentine's Day, teaching from the Temple of Dendera, which is dedicated to the goddess Hathor, or Hathor, the goddess of bliss and dance and sensuality and music. And she's really amazing. And the heart teaching that came in through the Temple of Dendera is really that it is instinctual. And I remember when I was teaching a Pantheon class on Hathor, I was really embodying those characteristics of sensuality and enjoying body bliss, and realizing how much our bodies are designed, just from our taste buds to being able to smell. I mean, there's really a lot of instinctual aspects of our being that are blissful. And so by connecting to Dendera, it's really an opportunity to activate that instinctual bliss and to be have it be automatic, to move towards that which brings you bliss, rather than being motivated by fear, obligation, or responsibility.
Well, and that's like, you know, what fear does. I mean, I'm certainly working a lot with people who have fear and had fear, and I think fear pulls you out of your body more into your head in the fight and flight.
Yeah.
And what bliss does, it really incorporates all of who you are. And this is, I think, why your life experience is so much greater and deeper when you are incorporating bliss into your life, when you incorporate this kind of body sensuality into your life. And it really makes time also more rich, because you're really present.
You know,
we all talk about the now and the power of the now. Well, you can really experience the now the best when you are really present with all of you, and not only, you know, thinking about the future with, you know, this little part called brain.
Yeah, or thinking about the past. I want to make sure that all of you, first of all, Danielle and Friedman have gifted us a couple of things we want to pay forward to you. So for two of you that will be calling in a moment here on our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. And I want to make sure that you know that you can call in with questions, because there are so many questions that I have in understanding different energies that come in. And Danielle has spent some time with me talking about, you know, what might be possible in my relationship with Egypt, because I completely don't understand it. But two of you, if you would like, if you give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819, what a special gift they have for you. You'll receive guided meditations from the Temples of Light. This is a 6-CD set from Danielle and Friedman, and they are gifting that to two of Dr. Pat listeners. All you do need to do is give us a shout at our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. And also, if you have questions and want to connect with Danielle or Friedman directly, please go ahead and do that. You know, some of the things that are so interesting is this understanding of heart teaching. You know, there's a lot of things we learn from the mind, And there's a lot of, there are a lot of things we learn that we can't understand. But what is it about heart teaching that sets it apart?
Well, I think that the heart is really an expanded perspective, and it's inclusive. It includes the polarity, the up and the down, or the in and the out. It really is beyond that. And
it's the whole roller coaster ride, isn't it?
It's the whole thing. And I think that that, you know, as you were talking about earlier, living from bliss, I think it's a choice, because if one thing is manifest, then something else is unmanifest. So if fear is manifest, then bliss also exists in that same moment. It's just in the unmanifest form. So as we look from the heart vision, we're able to see, oh, the bliss is in this moment, and really be able to live from that place of expansion and inclusion and neutrality, to see all there is.
You know, you also have created what I think you refer to as a multi-sensory mystery school, you know, as part of the book, the CD series, and we're going to talk about that, and clearly you could see that we have more phone calls than we have things to give away right now. But, you know, part of this is understanding what that means, that term multi-sensory mystery school, and how that becomes activated, or how we become activated to understand that. But what is it that you've created? What is the forum? What is the opening?
Well, it includes the book, which also has pictures of the temples, and it has a meditation CD in the book. And then I also have a 6-CD meditation series, and then also the temple essences that are like flower remedies. So it's multi-sensory in that it's auditory and visual and kinesthetic, and it's really a virtual mystery school journey through Egypt that people can now do from their living room.
You know, this is really kind of, you know, interesting. We've got so much to talk about. I mean, it's just, this is like I'm in total bliss right now about this. When we come back, we'll be talking with Danielle and with Friedman about what does it mean to look at the book and see how it's changed lives. But more importantly, we have a special guest joining us on the show. We're going to get some of this information firsthand. When we come back, we'll also give you some websites that you can be able to, that you'll be able to go to, and we'll tell you more about how to get your own copy of the book, which includes a CD. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's ecloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way. Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. So I want to make sure that you get some information before we get started here. But one of the things we're going to share is, you know, we've been talking to Danielle Rama Hoffman and Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Of course, they what they love to do beyond the work that they do in their careers every day of their lives, they love bringing people to the temples. They love bringing people to Egypt, and we're going to find out more about that. But we actually have joining us today Dr. Marge Britt, who is the Minister of Unity of Tustin in California. And, you know, Dr. Marge is going to talk with us about what her experience was like, because it's one thing for Danielle and Friedemann to talk about it. It's another thing to actually have someone that has had this experience with them. But before we do, let's give out some information on websites and, again, on your workshop this coming Sunday. So let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah, so you can go to EgyptIsCalling.com to find out about our upcoming tours to Egypt, May 2010, and then also February 16th, 2011.
Which is Danielle's birthday.
Which is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, that we're actually doing in collaboration with Unity Institute, that tour. And then they can also go to DivineTransmissions.com, D-I-V-I-N-E, Transmissions.com, and find out about the Women of Wisdom Workshop on Valentine's Day at 1:30 to 4:30. And, yeah, more information about the CD set and the essences and all those things.
It's excellent. And I want to mention about if you go to EgyptIsCalling.com, you might want to kind of go quickly. It's, you know, the May 9th through the 23rd. It says only two spaces left, but actually there is only one. So I want to make sure that you have that information, and there's lots there tells you about what the journeys are like, but more importantly, how you might be able to connect and sign up quickly. But, you know, let's get to the conversation of Dr. Marge. How did you meet Dr. Marge?
Well, she came to Egypt with us last February, and it was amazing.
Oh, excellent. Dr. Marge, thank you. Welcome to the show. It's so good to have you on here, because I've been waiting to hear the inside scoop of what it's like to hang out with these two.
It is ecstatic. You feel their energy, you feel their love, you feel the way that they care for you, and there's two of the most profound teachers, experiential teachers, that I've ever encountered.
They are pretty incredible. We get to experience them on a regular basis. You know, had you been to Egypt before?
No, I hadn't.
So what was it on this trip that really got you in that heart chakra?
I think that I anticipated that something life-changing would happen, and of course it did. And it started from the very first day. One of the things that happens with Danielle and Friedemann's trips are that there's private visits to these sacred sites. And we went beneath the paws of the Sphinx. And normally tourists have to stand way up behind a fence.
In between the paws.
And we were in between the paws. And as I went forth to receive a private ceremony from Danielle and Friedemann, I was there with a person that's a very beloved friend, and as we stood there between the paws, a falcon flew overhead, and I knew that that was a very auspicious moment. And it was really about lifting the veils and accessing the blueprints of our souls. And so that was kind of the beginning. And then we went to Saqqara and the pyramid text, and in another profound ceremony, we were in the dark inside, and Danielle instructed us that when the lights came on to let our gaze fall on an image in the text. And I did that, and I saw the image that was especially mine, and I realized that I've known this image for my entire lifetime. And now I knew it at another level of revelation. And there's many, many more examples of that.
Life-changing is the word that comes to mind. I mean, you know, that's really what we're talking about. I mean, to stand in between the pause, P-A-W-S, not
yeah.
Well, you know, actually, that's a great play on words because, you know, that experience is really it's time for pause. I mean, time to really be in that moment of that. What did that feel like for you? I mean, I can only imagine the energy and the feeling of that. Actually, I can't really imagine it. That's why I'm asking you.
It felt like my whole experience of life was expanding beyond this incarnation into past and future incarnations. And I was accessing an awareness of my soul rather than just my conscious awareness of the human experience that I have in this lifetime.
How did this experience and how did the journey in general to Egypt with Friedemann and Danielle, how did that change your life what I'm saying is upon return, how did it change your life? And how did it change the life of other people from what you know?
Well, it changed my life in that it opened me up to many, many more dimensions of who I am. And I think now I would describe my life as sort of living in multiple dimensions simultaneously. And because of my role in this particular lifetime, that of being a minister of a church, which is more like a spiritual community rather than a traditional church. We call it a campus of consciousness.
Mm.
I have the opportunity to impact a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And what I believe is that my journey to Egypt actually opened up the possibility of many other souls mm-hmm. opening in the same way.
You know, I don't get to have many Unity ministers on the show, and so I'm going to take an opportunity to ask you a couple of questions about Unity. And the reason that this is so important to me, I'm what you call a late bloomer. I'm not someone that, you know, went to study in Egypt or on a mountaintop. One day I was given a book, and one day it was probably in 1995, I was given a book. And the book that I was given was The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity by Catherine Ponder.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I read this book, and it was really tough for me to read the book. It was tough in a lot of ways, and you can only imagine why. Because if you come from the place of not knowing and not believing, and then you get introduced to, whether it be Danielle or Friedemann or Egypt, but get introduced to something that you start to practice and your life starts to change, you want more of it.
Yeah.
You have an insatiable appetite for it. And that's what Danielle's book is about as well. What is the correlation, and or more importantly, what is the relationship that you see, the bridge between Unity, the Unity ministry, and especially, and by the way, I requested from Unity all of Catherine Ponder's books, and I started to teach workshops out of my home.
Amazing.
And I wasn't even sure what I was teaching, by the way. But Unity graciously gifted people without any real cost copies of those books. And so I understand the generosity. I understand the expansiveness of Unity and Catherine Ponder. But where is the connection to Danielle, the Temples of Light, and Egypt?
I think it's all about the abundance of the universe and the flowing energy of the universe.
Yeah.
And Danielle taps into that perfectly. And Friedemann.
Yes.
They just live it.
Mm.
And I watch them and I see it just moving through them as pulsating energy. It's very profound to witness. And unity is really a spiritual path rather than a more traditional religious path. Although it's it integrates teachings from many world religions. It's profoundly spiritual. And that's what I see about Danielle and Friedemann that's so beautiful. They're naturally spiritual.
And also, Marge, when you were in Egypt, weren't you seeing the solar disk wings and the connection to the unity wings?
Oh, yeah. Unity was founded over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And their symbol from the very beginning was this solar disk, the what we call Unity Wings. It appeared in the first magazine that was published by Unity in 1891. And the winged globe, and Charles Fillmore, the co-founder
yes.
of Unity, said that he received it in a revelation, and he realized it was an ancient Egyptian symbol, and that he felt that he had known it in a previous incarnation. And so what I'm experiencing as we're talking about this journey in 2011, which will be the next one, with Danielle and Friedemann, is that it's going to be a reunion of souls who have been part of the knowing of the wisdom and the love and the ancient teachings of Egypt and bringing them into their lives now and into the consciousness of humankind on this plane, in this planet, in the coming decades.
You know, one of the things that, if you don't mind staying on, that the four of us will talk about when we come back from break, we'll talk about how the ancient Egyptian teachings can help us today, can help us in the modern world. And, you know, for Dr. Marge Britt joining us here as well, you know, what is this expansiveness that we can all tap into, whether it be from the Unity Ministry, but also the bridge and the marriage between the Unity Ministry and Egypt. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Friedemann Chow, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and Dr. Marge Britt. We'll be right back.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Cards, chocolate, flowers, they're so last century. Pop open a bottle of Aquamantra's I Am Loved premium natural spring water this Valentine's Day. Be an eco-sweetie and give the gift that will keep on giving. It's the elixir of life. Purchase a case of Aquamantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth. Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue,
brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as I said before, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is here. If you want to find out more about his work, you can go to cellularwisdom.com. We also have Danielle Rama Hoffman here. And if you want to find out more about the Temples of Light, about the work that she's doing, and much more, you can go to thetemplesoflight.com, T-H-E, Temples of Light, L-I-G-H-T.com, and find out more about that. And certainly check out the 6-CD series, the book, and much more. And also, we have joining us today Dr. Marsh Britt from the Ministry of Unity of Tustin, T-U-S-T-I-N. And if you want to find out more about this thriving organization, go to unityoftustin.org. UnityTustin.org. That's UnityTustin.org. For those of you listening in the Southern California area, make sure you check it out. Lots of information. But also, Danielle is going to be doing, and Friedemann, you're going to be doing a workshop down there, right?
We are. We're going to do a 3-day intensive, March 21st through the 23rd.
Are you doing it together?
Together.
Yes. On
wow.
The, yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
On the Temples of Light. And
that is an intensive. There is no question about that. There is an intensive. And what other information would you like to give out that I didn't give out? Oh, EgyptIsCalling.com.
I think you covered it.
We covered it.
Well, and thetemplesoflight.com, and I just wanted to mention that if you go there, you can actually listen to 2 sample journeys of Danielle's CD set and get already into the vibe of Egypt.
Yeah, and what I want to say about my own experience with the book and the CD, it's really not really even a book and a CD. It's an experience. Because what Danielle does is she guides you through different experience to address different things that are going on in your life. And, you know, without you even recognizing, things shift. And that's something that you get to experience by the work of Danielle Rama Hoffman and certainly Danielle in the book and the CD itself. That's why this book did and is a best-selling book, and she is a best-selling author. Dr. Marge, we have a couple questions for you because only you, Danielle, and Friedemann can talk about how we can take the teachings of ancient Egypt, bring them to current times. Friedemann, you had an example that you wanted to talk about as well with Dr. Marge.
You mentioned, Marge, before that there is this relationship between the ancient Egyptian teachings and the 12 powers of unity. And maybe you can talk a little bit about
that. Yes, that would be great.
I was just blown away by it because Danielle and Friedemann weren't that familiar with unity, and I wasn't that familiar with Egypt. And so all of a sudden this synergy is happening, and it's like, wow, wow, wow. And what I saw is that they're one of the foundational frameworks in unity is what we call the 12 powers. And they are almost a perfect overlay for the Egyptian pantheon and the temples of light. And I just saw it over and over and over. I saw it in the temple of Isis, and love is one of the 12 powers. I saw it in the temple of with Sobek and Horus, in the teachings, and this is so current, of non-dual awareness, the integration and of the polarities. And I saw it in the Karnak Temple, the chapel where Fatah was, which was another place that was a private visit. Most people aren't allowed to go there, where Fatah brings the world into being through the power of the word. Now, the power of the word is something that Unity has taught for over 100 years. In fact, Catherine Ponder teaches it profoundly, and it's about manifesting heaven on earth.
Yep.
And there it is in the temple of Karnak and Fatah in that beautiful, beautiful chapel. And so, you know, I saw it in the Flower of Life and Abydos and remembering our wholeness, which for me is remembering our holiness, a synonym, and remembering that which we are before time began. And so it's just everywhere in the ancient teachings of Egypt. These teachings that are absolutely essential to come back into our world now in order to truly manifest peace on earth, which is way beyond what we can even imagine. But it's really probably something like all of the energies of this ancient, ancient awareness.
And it really starts with a peace within ourselves. And I think that's what the 12 powers are teaching, and what also I think the ancient Egyptian wisdom is teaching, this finding wholeness and peace within yourself so that you then, through expansion, also can bring it into your world, into your surroundings. And as you do, Marge, and as Danielle's work and my work is doing, just helping people to find peace within themselves and just letting this ripple effect go through the entire planet.
Yes.
And we're really excited to be collaborating with Unity Institute on this journey to Egypt February 16th through March 2nd, 2011. And we're also having a special extension to St. Catherine's and Mount Sinai, where the heart teaching in the Temples of Light really is about rhythmic peace, being able to be at peace as life naturally ebbs and flows. It's going to be an amazing journey. We're going to have a silent retreat at the end of it.
Well, you know, part of this is really getting in touch with that which we already know in a lot of ways. I know, Marge, I know that's sort of the work that I think is so exciting about, you know, Catherine Ponder's work. For me, she was able to break things down in a language that I could get. And yet at the same time, there's something so mystical about what we're talking about today. And yet everyone has the ability to experience this. I mean, some people, and I was one of them, they don't think that they have the ability to experience what we're talking about today.
Everyone
I certainly
does.
Exactly. I certainly didn't think I had that. So what can we say to the folks listening to invite them in, to invite them to experience and embrace the kinds of things we're talking about now?
The only reason you don't think you have it is because you've never tasted it.
Mm-hmm.
And all that needs to happen is for you to just taste it, read the book, come to an intensive, listen to those Temples of Light CDs. One of the people in our communities never met Danielle and Friedemann, but joined in the Amazon campaign to sell the book, and he has been blown away. He is a man that comes from traditional Christianity. He is a beautiful, beautiful soul, highly successful in his life in the world. And he tells me when he listens to Danielle's voice, he just gets chills all through his body. And I tell him that that's what I call God chills.
Yes. Yeah, it's a vibration, isn't it?
It's
I feel the same way. It's really a vibration. And then, you know, I get to sit next to her right here in the studio with Friedemann.
That's
and
pretty incredible.
It is pretty incredible because rarely do I get both of them in the same studio. And what a great show, and what we've shared today is so important. Would each of you please give out your information so folks know how to contact you again? Friedemann, you first.
Yeah, so if you're interested in the work I'm offering, the personal breakthrough empowerment sessions, go to cellularwisdom.com. And for our Egypt tours, it is Egypt is Calling. It's all in one word, egyptiscalling.com.
Yeah, and I have a new business name website. It's divinetransmissions.com. You can find out all about me there.
There you go. And how about you, Dr. Morge? Let's give out your website again and let people know what the date is that Danielle and Friedemann will be down there with you.
The website is unitytustin.org. And they will be here in March, the 20th to the 23rd. And it will be a three-day intensive. The first day is most of the day on Sunday, and then Monday evening and Tuesday evening.
Excellent. Thank you all. What a great conversation. And thank you all for joining the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You know, and to just imagine that reading Catherine Ponder's book opened my eyes wide enough to even believe that I could have a radio show like this, March.
Oh.
There you go, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.